views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology, and I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday on October 12th, I'll talk about healing and balancing the gender rift. There's been a major issue between the two genders for thousands of years. And I'll talk about the origins of this, how it impacts our daily lives, and what we can do to heal and rebalance our lives. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to announce a new class. This is actually a session to release your emotions and negative patterns regarding paper piles and clutter. Fall is the time of the year when we want to let go of things that no longer serve us. So on Thursday, October 25th, Peg Donahue will lead a paper piles and clutter release. This is an emotional freedom and healing release to let go of your paper piles and clutter. And I used to have a three-year-old paper pile in my office. And once I did a paper piles release, I got rid of it in 2 days. You'll be amazed at what you can do once you let go of the emotional baggage associated with paper and clutter. This is a telephone class, so you can take it from any location, and you can take it at any time later as well. To learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that the 2013 Good Timing Guides are now in stock and shipping. So if you're starting to plan major projects for next year, now is a great time to get your guide so you can choose the most auspicious and successful dates for them. Remember that the Good Timing Guide also provides you those timeout periods, which occur 3 times each week, when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. Get your 2013 Good Timing Guide now at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or you can call us toll free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, I hope you all survived that last full moon in good shape. It was a real doozy. Here we are now in October, and we're now getting multiple very long time out periods more frequently. And we all know what a timeout is. You can't score because the ball isn't in play. So why hit a home run or run the length of the field when it won't count? So it's not a time to take important actions, make important decisions, or purchase important items. Tomorrow, Saturday, October 6th, has an 11-hour timeout until 8:22 p.m. Pacific time. For the Eastern time zone, it continues until 11:22 p.m. tomorrow night, but it doesn't start until 9:29 a.m. On Monday, October 8th, has an all-day timeout. Yes, the entire day. These long timeout periods continue throughout the rest of the year, but especially this month and next month. And next year also has this problem, so you really need a good timing guide to avoid wasting time and money on these timeout periods. This month alone, we have five more very long timeout periods after October 8th. So avoid taking important actions at those times. Not only does nothing come of your actions, but often a lot of negative repercussions come of them. So let's be smart and successful instead. Now, next, today on October 5th, we have a major shift occurring in the heavens. Saturn, the planet which represents responsibility, structures, methods, and management, is moving into the sign of Scorpio. Now, this is significant because Saturn only changes signs once every 2.5 years. So it's actually a pretty big deal. Wherever Saturn is in the zodiac, it tells us which industries are being consolidated or in which industries we'll find supply shortages. Now, for the past 2 years, Saturn has been in the sign of Libra, and since Libra is square to Cancer, the sign associated with housing, Saturn in Libra was very challenging to the home market. In the past 2.5 years, we've seen lots of issues related to stabilizing the price of housing and money being made available for mortgages. Saturn in Libra was also square to Capricorn, which represents commercial property. So even that portion of the property sector was challenged. These issues are now easing as Saturn moves into the sign of Scorpio today. So which industries are being consolidated now? The sign of Scorpio represents investment firms, although now most of them are classified as banks. Scorpio also represents insurance companies, funeral and cemetery businesses, environmental cleanup companies. Any business related to dredging rivers, cleaning out sewers, or researching environmental impacts are all related to the sign of Scorpio. I especially expect to see consolidation in the banking, investment, and insurance industries over the next 2.5 years. Now, when Saturn moves into the sign of Scorpio, we get some help finally with the many changes that have been needed for some time. Saturn in Scorpio represents managers who are comfortable with power. In fact, Saturn and Pluto will be in each other's signs now, so they will assist each other in making the structural changes that are needed. Now, on a personal note, Saturn in Scorpio is showing us it's time to clean out old stuff. And you know what I'm talking about. Those closets, drawers, cabinets, bookshelves, garages, attics, and basements, they have stuff you never use. This old stuff represents old, stuck energy. It's what weighs us down and keeps us from feeling lighter and free, and it prevents new opportunities from coming to us. Well, we have 2.5 years to do this, but may I suggest that now would be an ideal time to start. In preparation for December 21st this year, it would be much more ideal to have cleaned out as much of your old stuff as possible. Otherwise, you'll feel weighted down by it at a time when you may want to shift to a higher level of frequency or into a higher dimension. So let's all lighten up as much as we can before the end of this year. Set aside at least 1 or 2 hours per week to clean out even a portion of a closet, some drawers, a single cabinet, bookshelf, etc. And if you take Peg Donahue's Paper Piles and Clutter release on October 25th, you'll get even more cleaned out very easily. Now, next, this afternoon, after the falling out is over at 1:34 p.m. Pacific time or 4:34 p.m. Eastern time, we have the best time for new starts until next year. So in range now, we have two major cycles, which are excellent for growth and for big money. The high growth cycle is Sun trine Jupiter. Even if you're not doing any business, this cycle is great for exploring new ideas, education, travel, reading, museums, galleries, and just about anything that can broaden your perspective. This cycle is already in range. It peaks next week, very late on Tuesday, October 8th in the Pacific time zone and very early October 9th in the Eastern time zone. Stays in range through October 15th. And in addition, we have one of the best cycles for big money in range now. This is the cycle of Venus trine Pluto. Of course, there's a lot of big money being spent on the election at this time, so some of it's showing up that way. In general, though, this cycle can bring in a large amount of money to businesses or individuals. And one potential is that the Iraqi dinar will revalue from less than a thousandth of a penny to a dollar or more on October 9th or sometime next week when this cycle peaks. Now, we'll see what happens. If you happen to own Iraqi dinar or have bought it on reserve, you're likely to win very big next week. The cycle stays in range through October 14th. And if you're interested in reserving Iraqi dinar, I'll put a link into my What's Up in the Heavens today. But you can also go to dinartrade.com and click on dinar on reserve. And that's D-I-N-A-R. So what's the big glitch in all this? Oops, it's the cycle of Mars square Neptune. The cycle is associated with being very tired and sometimes getting a cold, flu, or other viruses. So be careful to get plenty of sleep. Take some immune system boosters, including lots of vitamin D. And if necessary, let go of some of your activities so you can get extra rest. The other way this cycle tends to manifest is with deceptive actions. So be cautious now. If something doesn't smell right, don't push the river. Just let it go. A better situation will come along later, one with a lot more integrity. And also be cautious and suspicious about election information now. The cycle is already in range. It peaks on Sunday, October 7th, and stays in range through October 16th. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. October 9th and 10th are wonderful days, but they occur during the third quarter moon, so they may be hard to use for a new start, since you may not be ready for it. If so, do your best to plant seeds for a new start. Start laying the groundwork for your idea or project on those dates. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. So just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. And do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and if you have a question, you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819, and remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week, and I believe we have room for one more caller. But before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. We'll start things off. We have Mary calling in from Tacoma. Her birth date is January 11th of 1958, and she was born in Buffalo, New York at 2:05 in the morning. So, Mary, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. How can I help you today?
Oh, I'm good. I have a question. I'm trying to sell a rental property, and I'm just wondering if it would be good to sell it or just rent it and wait.
Well, it depends a little bit on your situation, but in general, the housing market is going to start going up now that Saturn is in Scorpio.
Oh, that is very good.
Yeah, so, and it should be easier to get mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of that is the Fed has committed to buying $40 billion a month of mortgage securities, but there's not enough mortgage securities for them to buy for that. So money for mortgages should become much easier to get, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the cycle is that Saturn has moved into Scorpio, we should see more support for real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So in general, you know, if you can wait until next July to sell your house.
Mm-hmm.
Jupiter will go in the sign of Cancer, and that will give even more support for selling for a price of a house.
Okay.
But Jupiter only stays in there for a year, so mm-hmm. you really have from July 2013 to July 2014 to get both of those planets, you know, supporting the housing market. So if you're going to rent it, just, you know, rent it for a short term, like a year.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Benny, do we have any other callers?
We do. Sorry about that, Madeline. I was gathering Kate's information. Sorry about that.
Oh, great.
We can address Kate's question on the air, but she is calling in from Linwood, and her birth date, if you are ready.
I am ready.
All right. It's February 21st of 1944.
1944, okay.
Whoops. Bring back the horses there.
1944, bring them back.
Yep.
What's the time?
2:03 in the morning.
2:03 a.m., yeah, okay.
A lot
and
of,
what
lot
location?
Of, yeah, a lot of early babies. Everett, she was born locally, so that's a good thing, too.
Yeah. All right, and what is Kate's question?
Well, she's going to have to bring it on the air because that's what I was in the middle of. But, Kate, welcome to the show.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. No, I've done many things in my life, and then I've had a lot of chaos. So I'm just curious and unsure what to start and what I can go ahead with. I want to do a name change, and I want to get started with something, but I'm just unclear as to what would be a good thing. My confidence is kind of low at the moment.
Now, when you say you want to start something, are you talking career-wise?
Or? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have been in several different professions, and right now, since the little bit of trauma I've gone through, I felt really kind of low and knocked down, and I'm just not really sure what to get up to do.
Okay, I see. Have you done anything in the healing profession or healthcare?
I have not. But I was looking through my books in my storage yesterday, and it was just overwhelmed with the amount of books I have that are about health.
I'm not surprised. So if there is something that interests you in healthcare, I would start by looking into that. Now, let me look here to see what further clues I can give you. It's probably more interesting to you if it's something that is related to energy than standard traditional healthcare.
Yes. I did just finish reading The Reconnection.
Okay, and, you know, so the kinds of things that come to my mind are things like Reiki and acupuncture and, you know, different types of energy work, what I would call vibrational healing.
Okay.
That's where I could see you learning to, you know, offering something of particular importance there. Now, it might be challenging to your sense of, you know, wanting credentials. but, you know, there are various credentials out there. They're not going to be, you know, a traditional credential. And so, okay. you might look into some of those possibilities and see, you know, if something particularly jumps out at you. You know, you really want something to sort of be grabbing you, if you know what I mean.
I'm looking for something that I could be passionate about.
Right, exactly, yeah. So see what you can, you know, investigate in the way of different types of alternative forms of healing.
Okay.
And energy work,
okay,
vibrational healing. You know, another one is things like aromatherapy. Another vibrational method is the Bach flower remedies. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can do vibrational healing. Some people do it with crystals and stones. You know, there are a lot of different ways to do it. So I would check them out, and I just start looking, because it looks like you have great potential in that area, that somehow you want to be, you know, you have the mark of the wounded healer, basically, for your career. And that was Chiron. He was actually a centaur, which is, you know, a being that is half horse and half human. He was born by the gods. And when he was born, of course, the gods were, like, horrified, and they threw him out right away, and he went off to raise himself in a cave. So he went off and learned everything that was known at that time and became the teacher to the other kids of the other gods. So he was the one who taught, you know, Atlas and Hercules and all these other gods that you hear about. And so Chiron has a tendency to be somebody who has had a wounding related to not being accepted in some way. And then when you overcome that wound...
I can identify with that.
Yeah, and then when you overcome that wound, that is your great gift that you bring back to others.
Wow.
And help them. So check out that path and see if you can... find something. Music and sound is another way that you might do it, and art is another way.
Yes, okay.
Okay, and thank you so much
All
for
right.
calling in. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Madeline. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye, Kate. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Prosperity is more than just money. It's a sense of well-being, good health, abundant support, joyful relationships, plus the feeling that things can come to you easily and effortlessly. And as part of your increase in prosperity, notice when synchronicities occur. Be grateful for your good health and important relationships. pay attention to the times you're able to connect to your true self and feel that sense of well-being. No matter what happens, you'll be all right. The more you can notice these things in your daily life, the more prosperity will easily find you. And that's what it's all about. Just remember, prosperity is essentially an energy game. And the more you can do to feel grateful and in high energy for all the many blessings that you have, the more prosperity will find you. Now, join me again next Friday, October 12th, when I'll talk about healing and balancing the gender rift. And remember, that is about the big issue that has been between the genders for thousands of years. And I'll talk about the origins of that and how it impacts our daily lives, what we can do to heal it and rebalance our lives. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And while you're there, also remember to order your Good Timing newsletters, because that's how you get this information quicker and faster in advance. And check out the Paper Piles and Clutter release on October 25th so you can let go of what no longer serves you. You can also call us toll-free. Arrange a consultation, or to get a custom timing for any important activity that you have. You can call us at toll-free at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. Now next, stay tuned for Dr. Pat. She's always got fantastic guests and amazing shows. So be sure you stick around for her. And Benny, my thanks to you for a great show and helping me with the guests. And for all of you, have a fantastic weekend. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.